We've spoken to you before about your own importance on your own path. And we understand that you understand that conceptually. But working that out in your life in a real way is much more challenging. The reason, of course, is that there is not yet, what are we going to call it, a known pattern for the support of your own importance. Let us say that again. There is not yet a known pattern for the support of your own importance. Now, let us put that concept in the middle so it is safely balanced. It is not misshapen, and it is not visited with extra things that do not belong there, because your own importance and your knowledge of it means that you absolutely are in touch with the God cell that created you. And there is nothing out of line about that at all. That is a great thing. It is like understanding your true parentage and being peaceful and proud in the good way and confident in the good way. And as you learn more about your parentage, you learn more about how to use that part of you that is the God part to create the life that you want, because you are important enough to do that. Now, certainly we can look at the out-of-balance uses of it, so we will look at them briefly, but they are not nearly as exciting as the balanced one. But let us say over here that you have only learned to have power through collapse. This is not a judgment. We understand why this happens. We understand the world you live in and how, without the understanding of this, you might well go over here and say, "Help me, I am weak," either to yourself or to someone outside of you. Or to say, "I could not possibly be important enough. Who I am in relationship with must be the most important one." Most women have done that, so we are not going to do any guilt about that at all. But as you put that down, and when you put that down, by the way, no one will be hurt. There is the old illusion that someone will be hurt if you do not give yourself over. If you give over your importance to someone else, let us not do that. So as we move to the center, then there is the other way, which is a bit more confusing, because this is the way of the ego. And something has told you that it is the ego that makes you important, that in order to be important, you must be more important. You must be more and more and more important, and you must prove your importance, and other people must be able to see how important you are, and that is out of balance on this side. And why do we go there? Certainly it is not because there is something wrong with us. What is wrong is that there has not been an established central pattern that connects with the universe, a pattern we step into, and we know who we are, and we know our own importance on our life path. We understand that we are a vibrant, living part of what is needed on the earth, of what is needed in terms of joy, in terms of creativity, in terms of love, in terms of service. All of that is in this central portion that we are now tasked with establishing for ourselves. So what we are looking at now is not that we must make ourselves better. it is that we must make ourselves ourselves. There is the task, and there is the center, and there is the place where the universe can touch you and grow you and show you the places in yourself you did not even know about. Now, in this center, when you are knowing about yourself, will you know only light? No, nor was that ever the goal. You will know how your pattern works. It is interesting, in your world, physically you understand this in other ways. If, for instance, you are one of the individuals whose genetic body makes you allergic to shellfish, then you do not eat shrimp. Why? Because you are a bad person? Because you did something wrong? Because you were a shrimp mauler in another life? No, all of that is nonsense. It is that this is something with you in the pattern that you are carrying now, and in order to honor who you really are, you are going to take care of yourself in this way. Now, we used a rather obvious thing, but there are less obvious things. Some of them are physical, some of them are spiritual, some of them are emotional. But all of them are unique to you. And what you are looking for in establishing your value in this central pattern that you are now becoming aware of and creating, these are the important things in your life. You will find yourself noticing the absence of that pattern when you are confused about a decision. This sounds like a sweeping statement, but it actually is not. When you are in tune with what you love, and you know that you are loved, and you know how you move and how you operate, and you understand that shellfish is not a good idea for you, but perhaps vegetables are. When you understand all the things there are to understand about you, decisions then enter this central core thing. They do not live outside of it. If it is a good thing for you, it will enter this central pattern and it will belong to you. So, when you find yourself, and there is no criticism here, looking outside of yourself, looking, even sometimes reading the book or listening to the great spiritual leader or whatever it is, fine as that may be, your ultimate job is to see if what you are intaking matches the core of who you really are. Because that is the test. And when something matches, the decision becomes simple. When it does not match, the decision becomes simple. So this is what we are building. This core of who we are in our complete uniqueness and the ongoing knowledge that we are loved because we were created in a sense to be one cell in a great universe. But each cell is important. Each cell is a part of what is necessary to create and to nourish and to grow the whole. So, we will build this center together, and we will take a few moments to speak about this. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And as you breathe in freedom, exhale fear. Move your attention into your heart center and see that you are in the garden of your heart. And drink from the water that is there. See the beauty of all of the things that are growing. Feel how wide your heart center is and how it nourishes the rest of your energy. The rest of your body. See that there is a golden fountain, and that golden fountain sends energy down through the chakra centers, down to the solar plexus, the second center, the root, into the earth, so that the earth is supporting what your heart is creating. Now see that golden fountain in your heart come up into your throat, rise up into your third eye, come up higher into your crown, and open your crown. And feel your connection with the universe restored as it was always intended to be. Now see from above your crown that a small crystal ball of light is entering your body. And as it does, it is restoring your pattern, beginning with your crown's ability to open to the connection between you, your power, and the power of the universe. See that crystal ball of light move into your third eye and take away all of your fear of knowing, of intuiting, so that the third eye can grow along with the rest of your spirit. Feel the crystal ball come into your throat. And let that crystal ball of light show you the power of your own communication. Make your body comfortable with that communication and all that it can do. Feel the crystal ball of light come down through your body and into your heart. And see the joy in that crystal ball of light as it fills your heart center, full of you. And feel the ball move into your solar plexus so that all emotions that do not come from your true self are moved out of your body. And that beautiful ball of light holds a place for you to feel your feelings, to feel what is true for you, to feel and hold, to feel and release whatever is best for you. Feel that crystal ball of light come into the second center. And let that crystal ball of light remind you that there is no function for guilt and shame. There is only the beautiful function of purification that the second center works with every thought you think, every action you take, everything that you are. Feeling it, cleaning it, releasing it, bringing it to your highest good. Feel that crystal ball of light flow down through your body and into your root. And feel that it is rich and full with your dreams. And let that crystal ball of light release those dreams into your root, into your body, and feel the energy of the earth come up and enter your body to support those dreams. Let that crystal light spread through your mind, down your spine, releasing your burden through your trunk, down through your legs, into your feet, until you are what you truly are. And feel the light around you hold that pattern inside of you. And feel the universe smile as it sends perpetual support to keep what you truly are safe. Now, as you move your attention into your heart center, see that a beautiful crystal road extends from your heart center upward. And as you move on that crystal path, see the open arms of your teacher waiting to take you in, loving everything that you are. And rest the mind and go into those arms and into the heart behind them. And feel yourself winged and light. And carry that light with you, around you, as you move forward. And the teacher who has come to give you love now gives you a gift. And resting the mind, know that gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.